Okay, folks, if you please stand and create a motion to adjourn. Almighty God, we who are gathered together in council pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the welfare and development of our rural city. Guide us, we pray, in our deliberations. Help us to be fair in our judgment and wise in our actions, so that prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. And acknowledgement to country, I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting and pay my respects to elders both past and present. Thank you, be seated. Folks, we have one small issue. Welcome, of course, to the meeting. I have to advise you that our alarm system, our fire alarm system, may well be triggered by the conditions outside. If that occurs, we would have to evacuate. We'd have to suspend the meeting and evacuate. And if after 30 minutes that the building hadn't been rendered safe, we will effectively have to abandon the meeting, suspend the meeting entirely and rehold it. But in order to do that, I have to move a motion that if the fire alarm goes out, that we suspend the meeting and then resuspend it entirely after 30 minutes. So I'll have to put that as a motion so I can have someone move that. Thanks. Councillor Michael, is there anyone wish to speak against that motion? Okay, all those in favour? Motion is carried. Okay, present we have Councillor Sedgman, Councillor Moika, myself, Councillor Clements, Councillor Cirillo, Councillor Brown, Councillor Paul, and Councillor Milne. We don't have any apologies. Sorry, we do have two apologies. We've got Councillor Mark Eckel is an apology and Councillor Helen Healy is an apology. Do you want to move it to accept those apologies, please? Councillor Cirillo. Second it. Councillor Paul. Do you want to speak against that motion? No, we'll move the vote. All in favour? Confirmation of minutes, ordinary council meeting held on the 8th of December 2019 and confidential council meeting held on the 8th of December 2019. Do I remember for that motion? Councillor. Second by Councillor Cirillo. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? No, we'll move for the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Confirmation of Assembly of Councillors with a recommendation that Councillors note the Assembly of Councillors' records for the following meetings. Council Planning Forum on the 16th of December 2019 and the Financial Advisory Committee on the 15th of January 2020. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Sessions. Second, Councillor Paul. Anyone wish to speak against that? Move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion carries. Notice of absence, we have none. Item 8, we have a mirror report with a recommendation that Council note the contents of this report. Do I move for that motion? Councillor Poole. Second, Councillor Sorowan. Anyone wish to speak against that motion? Anyone in favour? Motion is carried. Council reports at item 9.1, Council reports for December 2019 with a recommendation that Council make the contents of this report. Do I remember for that?
Councillor Mill. With an amendment and a further report.
Okay, second that, Councillor. And your amendment, Councillor Mill?
I attended the funeral of by Ken Knight.
I'll make that amendment, Councillor Mellon. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion?
Further report.
Yep. Move the vote. All those in favour? Carry. Yeah, go ahead. You can do it after. Carry.
Briefly, first I'd like to acknowledge the passing of former Mayor Peter Danson, formerly by the Council. Peter was a great contributor to our community, certainly served our community well, both as Mildura City, but also as Mildura Rural City. So he was a member of both councils. And a great sportsman, a great businessman, and someone that dearly loved Mildura. Also, I'd just like to acknowledge the our local firefighters who've been off fighting fires over Christmas. Now, we've got a great community of people that very quickly and happily will volunteer and go out and help other communities and put themselves to a reasonable degree of risk when they don't have to, but they've done that. Many volunteers and also some working firefighters, and I think that's just worth acknowledging their contribution to other parts of the state on our behalf. And that's it, thank you.
Questions?
Thank you, Councillor Milne. Councillor Brown.
Oh, yeah. Did that include the whole site, Councillor Milne?
Yeah, all of our firefighters.
Yeah. We'll recognise it across the shelf. Does anyone wish to speak to their council reports? No? Thank you. On my 9.2 MAV conference report by Councillor Moddick, I have a recommendation that Council acknowledge this report. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Moddick. I don't know if that's...
We'll let it do that.
Secondly, Councillor... Councillor Paul. Do you wish to speak against that motion? No, with both eyes in favour. Motion's carried. And quite a good report, Councillor Moddick, and well, it's scary in some of the data there. So, particularly around Pomps, and just proves to be the most of it.
I think I had some good editors.
I'm sure you do. Response to Councillor questions. We had no Councillor questions. Or do we have any Councillor questions? Ah, Councillor Mann. Sorry, Councillor Mann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In October last year, I asked if we could write to Ella Cupper regarding funding for the Zowie Foundation, which assists young mum students to continue with their education. I don't believe I've seen a response. Did we get a response to the letter?
Thank you, Councillor Milne, through the Mayor. I believe the letter was sent. I don't recall seeing a reply, but I'll check our records and confirm for you.
Thank you. I'd like to know, do we have a CO2 figure for Mildura? Are we carbon dioxide negative or positive? What's the local reading? We hear a lot about CO2, but I've never seen anybody bring up where we sit. Does anyone know, or can we please find out?
I'll take no notice, Councillor.
I'd also like to know who owns the land which the old TQ track is on Colcon Way. I'm not sure whether it's a council reserve or a state reserve. Can we check that on? There are some people who would like to use it as part of the Redcliffe Centenary.
We'll take that on notice.
Next one is, have we got a date for when the Cross Border Commissioner Luke Wilson will meet with the Council?
Yeah, I thought he already had, but take that on notice, we'll get back to you. Mm.
The next one is, I've raised before the disposal of solar panels and recycling. Have we had any information at all back from any state government or MAV or anyone about that issue?
Ms. Whelan.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I thought we did provide some information, but I can go back and check that and make sure it doesn't work.
Yeah, I think we asked a question of the government about, you know, where we were going and what facilities the state was planning. But I'd just like to know if it's progressed at all, because we'll pretty soon have panels in our landfill, I think. and there's two more there fairly quick. The current situation in regards to trucks parking overnight at Hatter. I understand that they're not allowed to park at the shop to stay overnight. Can we get some information on that and find out what the situation is there?
Thank you.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, yes, I'm aware of the situation. We can give you a written update.
And last one is the Redcliffe Golf Club received a grant to establish an RV parking area at the golf club. Do we know where that's at? Is it operational? And if not, what are the issues that need to be addressed to get it operational?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. We are working through that with Redcliffe Golf Club. There are several issues around it, and we're working through those at the moment.
That's it. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Cirillo.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just in the last past week or so, I've had a fair few calls regarding residents and ratepayers being concerned about road reserve, obviously, that is in front of their properties becoming hazardous to the conditions of fire potentially. What is the best way to handle that, I suppose, or what should we be recommending to those who call? And are they allowed to clear themselves, or should they call in? Or...
Through you, Mr. Mayor, they should call into council and make sure we're aware of that and we'll go out and assess it and decide what needs to be done.
Just one more question, Mr. Mayor. I've just seen on one of the editions of Simone's Daily this week that in Ann Webster's article, she said that she met with council. Well, did that happen recently? I know I was away for the forum, but I had a funeral to attend. I'm just wondering.
Regarding
to the water position, not position, but her opinion on the water trade.
The CEO and I met on a frequent basis with Ms. Webster, and we have discussed that issue.
Thank you.
Any other councillors?
I have a question. In recent weeks, solar farms in our municipality have had cuts to their allowed output. System strength issues are affecting projects already operating in the pipeline. So I've just got a few questions about that, if that's okay. The first one is, can we ask our state and federal members to lobby for the much needed upgrade and synchronous condenser, if that's okay? The second one is...
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Can I suggest read out all the questions initially? Is that
okay? Oh, yeah, that's fine. No worries. So question two is, how much is our region losing from these renewable developments, inability to export energy into the system in the peak generation period and its effect on the municipality? Is the decision anti-competitive? How will this be resolved? So the second question. The third question is the decision anti-competitive? The fourth is, how will this be resolved? And the fifth question is, to further develop the potential of the tri-state region as a renewable energy hub, can we contact all councils affected by these cuts to output to lobby federal and state governments to address this issue for the benefit of our region and the whole Mallee region?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that the responses required to answer those questions are probably quite detailed and lengthy. I think the first question is, if councils choose to ask state and federal members to lobby, that's a decision for councils to make. But we're happy to provide responses in writing to all councils in regard to those two questions.
Thank you, Ms.
Rule. Councillor Monica, if you want us to lobby in that regard, just raise the issue with the forum and then draft a notice of motion and make a move.
I'll forward the questions. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Any other councillors wish to speak to the reports? Any other questions? No? Okay, we'll move on. Notices of motion, we have none. Petitions, we have none. We go to general business and management reports with the drought response reference group, which has been updated to the one that you were originally called in your email. And we should have a copy of the updated version there. That's the second part of this drought response So 14.1 is the actual reference group, with the recommendation that council establish a drought response reference group and endorse the drought response reference group in terms of reference. Do I have a mover for that?
Yes.
Councillor Brown,
I believe there's an issue that you have with the drought. Well, yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's not that heavy a mission. This particular drought response reference group particularly applies to the mill on, at which stakeholders are listed on the next page, which is with the help of people, basic other than government departments. My small issue is on the background, on the second paragraph, fourth line. This includes the current drought communities program, this being funded for $1 million, which is correct for the miller. There's an additional line there about funding considered by council's point at the time as part of this second round offers. We haven't really got to that point yet, so I just wanted to be noted that that is really a little bit out of place, but it's okay. But I think it should be brought to attention for the future.
Thank you.
Very well.
My
most
concerns. Thank you, Councillor Brown. So do we have a mover for the motion? We've got a mover and a seconder. Do I have anyone who wants to speak against the motion? No, motion by all in favour. Motion to carry.
So something about the meeting we had on the weekend, on Saturday, which you attended, Councillor Brown and myself, and the staff, the CEO and other staff, that was a really excellent meeting. The huge turn up from the local community out there, and everybody was engaged in the process. I spoke to a lot of the farmers, and they were very, very happy with the way that they could sit around the table in small groups, each project. Nobody got to dominate the discussion at all, and everybody felt that they had adequate input. And overall, it was a very successful day, so I think that all goes well for this program, because I believe now once it goes out to the community and the community vote on it, then it will very much be supported by the community. So thank you to everybody that was out there, the community, but also our staff that put in their Saturday to go out to the lake and attend that meeting.
Thank you, Councillor Molloy. I echo those thoughts to the council officers to the magnificent job. Do I have a move to this motion?
Before, I just want to speak to a fraction. I just want to reiterate what Glenn said about the response out from Miller. This is the proper time to bring that up, because that's what we're talking about, is the projects. And it was an extremely good meeting, and the staff and the council were there. I thought it was excellent. It was good rapport between everyone. Thank you for the opportunity.
Just note, there's an error in the bottom line here, so the resolution will have an extra zero on there.
Okay, I've just been advised, just a few information before we get invited. Project Cradle Box was a zero missing office. So it should be just for your information, that amendment will be made. If you're happy with that, then we'll vote on the photo. Motion to carry. Amendment C106, Captain Merritt, Management Authority Flood Mapping. For the recommendation that the council adopt to adopt the responses and recommendations for the submissions received to Amendment C106, the Madura Planning Scheme Amendment, and the final draft, and resolve to adopt the Amendment C106 as exhibited, with modifications in the Madura Planning Scheme Amendment for flood mapping. Do I have a move for that? Councillor Sorrell. Councillor Molycrow. Do you wish to speak against that motion? Motion to vote, all those in favour? Motion carried. 3.4 Audit Risk Committee Charter, the recommendation that Council approve the Internal Audit and Risk Committee Charter. Do I have a move for that? Councillor Sly. Seconded, Councillor Seaton. Anyone wish to speak against that motion? Move to vote, all in favour? Motion carried. Audit Committee meeting minutes in summary of the 4th of December 2019 with the recommendation that Council note the confirmation minutes of the Audit Committee meeting on 4th of December. Do I move for that, Councillor Paul? Seconder, Councillor Moyer. Anyone wish to speak against that motion? No? Mr. Butler, all in favour? Motion carried. Item 14.6, adoption of S6 instrument of delegation. We recommend that Council revoke the S6 instrument of delegation from Council staff authorised by resolution passed on the 28th of August. Adopt the S6 instrument of delegation from Council to staff as presented and authorise all powers to be delegated to members of Council staff holding or acting and performing duties with that S6 delegation. Do I have a move for that?
Yes.
Councillor Brown. Seconded by Councillor Mellon. Do you wish to speak against that motion? Move to the vote, all in favour? Motion is carried. Item 14.7 is the adoption of the public interest disclosure policy. The recommendation that the Council adopt the updated public interest disclosure policy, CP014, as presented. I'll move from that. Councillor Mellon. Oh, sorry, Councillor Paul. And Councillor Sirlo, for a second. Then we'll speak against that one.
This is the 6-7
we're talking about. No, I'll move from that. I was in favour. Motion is carried. Item 14.8, Murray Regional Tourism Board, 1 year extension. Council approves 1 year extension of 1 July 2020 to 30 June 2021 to the funding agreement with Murray Regional Tourism Board at a cost of $41,065 excluding GST, and authorise the Chief Executive Officer to provide written confirmation to the Murray River Tourism Board. Do I have a move for that motion? Councillor Norman. Do you wish to speak against that motion? Fortunately, I think your
speaker wasn't here.
Mr. Mayor,
yes.
May I speak to it?
You may speak to it.
After a fair bit of discussion at that forum and making myself more acquainted with the subject, With the review that is pending at the moment, I think it's a wise decision that if we all vote for it, that it'll give us the opportunity to maintain status quo as we are with our affiliation and also be able to gauge what comes out of the review in the state in the next short time, it's not far away. So I think it's a wise decision by Council to go that way.
Thank you. Do you want to speak against the motion? Mr. Vogel, all in favour? Motion is carried. 14.9 Adoption of Curbside Bin Service Policy, CP055. The recommendation that Council adopts the updated curbside bin service policy CP055 and guidelines as presented. Do I have a move for that? Councillor Sorolla.
Sorry, question, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Mellon, do you have a question? Yes, Councillor Mellon.
I've read through this a few times, but I was reading through it last night. Again, reading the fine print. For extra bins, there's a line in there that says residents can apply for extra bins if they have a large number of permanent residents in one residential building, or multiple residents in nappies, or residents with medical needs. Have we got a definition on what a large number is, or what is multiple residence in nappies? Is it two? Is it three? Because I can see people, if they come and ask for a bin, I think it should be very clear that, you know, if you've got over six people, then that's multiple residents. You know, there needs to be a definition that stops all arguments. I just like real clear rules so that people know that they can come and apply and where the point of argument is.
Through you, Mr. Mayor,
we will make sure that
it's clarified out of the guidelines.
Okay, thank you. And there's just one more question. There's a section in there, 3.6, says if council doesn't empty the bins, or if the bins have got whatever they shouldn't have in it, then council's got the choice to take the bin away or not empty the bin. So our expectation is that residents would then have to take the bin to the landfill themselves, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Sorry, through you, Mr. Mayor. There's a whole process around that.
Okay, thank you. Happy with that.
A question, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, good decision.
If we're going to define numbers, should those numbers be part of the policy that we're approving?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, they can be part of the policy as well. If you put something in a guideline, it's easier to update it on a regular basis if you actually change that. So you're adopting your guidelines as well as the policy as council. So it's in both of them that you've approved. So we could put it in both documents.
But we don't know what the new figures are yet, so we can't really approve the new policy without the new figures, can we?
That's probably a decision for council, and if it needs to come back to the councils, then it will.
I move that we lay the policy on the table.
I think we need to lay it on the table, but seeking an update before it's presented. So
I've got a move to lay it on the table, seeking an update before it's represented.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I ask a question on that?
Yes.
Answering, Ms. Mayor. Is the delay of this going to cause any issues? I'll just ask Ms. Willow then.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I don't think so. We'll still be rolling out the program anyway. So.
Okay, so the motion before council is that this document be laid on the table and to be updated prior to it coming back before council. We don't know the second for laying it on the table, so does anyone wish to speak against that motion? No, we'll move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried.
So just because the rule just chases the definitions to be tied
to be included on this.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we have one question tonight from the Ratepayers Victoria Branch, and I'll read it out. We were informed by our main body, Ratepayer Victoria Incorporated in Melbourne, that Daniel Andrews' government has allocated funds for rate relief to the farmers. In this regard, we question as follows. What is the total value of funds released to Mildura Rural City Council? How much of the total amount has been dispersed to farmers to date? And if part of the funds were not paid out, what is the reason? This matter has been the subject of, I thought, quite significant public comment already, but the amount of $670,000 was provided by the state government under the auspice of the Local Government Services Grant Fund. Of that $670,000, all bar $3,000 have been distributed to dryland miller slash car wall farming entities. The $3,000 approximate that hasn't been allocated stemmed from one ratepayer who declined that offer, and that $3,000 is currently looking to be distributed amongst the remaining farmers out there. So, in essence, $670,000 received, all bar $3,000 distributed prior to Christmas, and that occurred within, I think, 2 weeks of the amount arriving at council. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Sexton. Item 7 is confidential reports under confidential business. The recommendation that council resolve to move into confidential business to deal with the following matters. Pursuant to Section 82.2 of the Local Government Act, Section 89.2D, a contractual matter, disposal of land, Section 89.2D, contractual matters, tender award for Lennon Avenue and Lennon Place reconstruction contract, and Section 89.2H, any other matter which the council or special committee considers with prejudice to council in any way or person, which is the late fire line caravan park and then the upgrade. So do I have a move to move it to confidential? Councillor Cirillo. Give us a call a second. Do we have anyone who wishes to speak against that motion? Move the vote. Those in favour? Motion's carried. Ladies and gentlemen, we're now moving into confidential, which means that I'll have to ask you to leave, but you're welcome to return in 15 or 20 minutes if you would care to speak with councillors or have some refreshment. Just for now, I'll have to ask you to leave so we can continue in confidential. Thank you. Thank you for your attendance.